8:02 in the a.m. Some moving and shaking going on down in D.C. with the Nats. Davey Martinez out as the manager. Mike Rizzo, a week before the draft, is out as the GM. Jeremy, I didn't have a problem with some of the moves that Mike Rizzo made as a GM, draft or trades.
Well, I think the point that you're looking at this team is a lot of the success right now, or at least the three best players that are on the major league roster, all from that Juan Soto trade. So I don't know what was going on behind the scenes. They weren't spending money, but they're technically in a rebuild. Whether they're telling you that or not, once you trade off of Juan Soto, you know you're going to go through some lean years, but you're going to get back some pieces that take a while to develop. Their three best players are Mackenzie Gore, James Wood, and CJ Abrams. Makes you sick to your stomach realizing what you got from Machado, but he did have a year and a half left on his deal when they traded him. That being said, I didn't see this coming, especially before the draft. They didn't really sign anyone in the offseason. Like, they signed Mike Soroka, I don't know if that was last year or this past offseason, and he's looked better even though he got blown up this weekend. But yeah, there weren't a lot of huge free agent signings for him. But again, I don't expect that with a team that's what I believe is in a rebuild.
So let's go to manager, because I'm not a big Davey Martinez fan anyway. Joe knows that. I was never a fan. I just wasn't. But the Nats are going to go to the rest of the season seemingly with an interim manager spot, right?
Yeah.
Orioles interim manager, Nats interim manager. What's the most enticing job to you?
I mean, I think if you're getting an opportunity, both are. But like, I think the Orioles has to be better from, I mean, you just had two really good years and you're having a down season. And now it's more about retooling and figuring out the offseason. And, you know, if you're a fan, nobody wanted this season, but the one thing I think is going to happen is that they're definitely going to spend money in the offseason.
See, I think you're in a perfect situation with the Baltimore Orioles. And it's not me being a homer. It's based on what you just said. They both have young talent, good young talent. But based on what you said, I think this year is the outlier. I do. They had a very good back end of 22. He introduced themselves. A great 23, a 91 win. 91 wins was a step down from the year before, and they still got to the playoffs. And now this year, and they show signs this year that they're not really that bad. They show them signs when they're healthy.
Yeah.
This year, to me, is the outlier. I think this is the job that I would want, because you have an ownership group who just took over last year. They inherited a 101-win team. Then they go to the playoffs, and now all of a sudden, in the year that they're really fully entrenched, they have this. I don't think there's going to be an ownership group more committed to trimming or fortifying this roster than the Orioles ownership group, to be honest with you, Jeremy. I don't think you're going to have a lot of ownership groups that are committed, but I don't think anybody's going to be more committed than this group.
I mean, I wouldn't expect that either, you know, especially looking at where they are now, what they're coming from. And again, this isn't a team that they did spend money in the offseason, but they didn't make any big splashes.
No, they didn't.
It was almost like filling voids from, like, you get Tyler O'Neill because Santander's losing. And when you looked at, by the way, it's kind of crazy to think that O'Neill hasn't played much and he might be just as good as Santander with that 100. They're regretting that right now.
The Santander move?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
So, yeah, so you look at that and then.
And that's an organization that has the money. If he doesn't get it together next year, they'll.
Yeah.
I'll move on.
Absolutely. And then Corbin Burns, I mean, you lose out on him, and then you bring in Charlie Morton. And in the beginning of the year, we all wanted to get rid of him. Like, don't let him pitch again. And now it's like, can he pitch every fifth day as long as he can because he's been that good? Yeah, man, it's a very weird season, but I still think this is a job that most managers should want.
Make a point that the Nats are the most enticing. What would make you say the Nats were more enticing?
I was just getting ready to say it's not division, because I think both teams are in tough divisions.
Right.
I would sit here and say if you're looking at the core that you're building around that's very young with James Wood,
yeah,
CJ Abrams, and of course Mackenzie Gore, and there's other pieces there too. They need to find pitching. Find out why Mitchell Parker and Jake Irvin can't pitch on the road. They can only pitch at home. Because their ERAs are right around 4 at home and almost 6 on the road. Mm-hmm. When you add it together, none of it looks good. You know, and then you start looking at some of their position players. There's a lot of room for improvement, and I think the expectations. So here, I'll give you this: the expectations for the Nats aren't going to be as great as the Orioles next year. So if you're coming in, yeah, you have time to kind of implement.
Because you haven't done anything since what, 2018?
Yeah,
well, 2019. You won it all, right?
Yep.
2019. Yeah. So yeah, I get that. I get that. And the Orioles,
even that year was like when the Ravens won the Super Bowl. It wasn't expected. They made that huge run in the second half of the season to just get in the playoffs.
And when they got there, people still didn't think they would win. Yeah. You weren't beating the Astros. Oh, you beat the Astros.
Even that was one of the. Was that the only World Series where the road team won every game?
I think so.
Yeah.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Who stays unemployed longer, Davey Martinez or Mike Rizzo? That to me is the question, because Mike Rizzo is much more accomplished than Davey Martinez. I think Davey Martinez wagging his hitch to Mike Rizzo's.
So here's where I would say it's Davey Martinez, just because. Are you talking about just getting a managerial job?
I'm talking about managerial job. Okay, because I'm glad you qualified that, because anybody would make him a bench coach, third base coach. Yeah, you're right.
And then Rizzo's only going for one job, which is GM.
Yeah. So who gets their job, yesterday's job back quicker, the manager and GM?
I don't like either one of them.
You don't like Rizzo?
No. I think he should go back with his brother Frank doing prank phone calls. Frank Rizzo here. Remember the Jerky Boys with Frank Rizzo? Hey there, Milky Liquor. Hey, Beefy Nipples. What are you doing? Anyway, sorry.
I like Rizzo. I do. I like some of the moves he made. Of course, you can argue. If you argue he only had great draft picks when he had number one picks, then you can make the same argument here. Although I don't think that's the argument, because Colton Cowser wasn't a number one overall draft pick. And who did they just get?
I mean, you have two, right? Jackson Holliday and Andrew Rutschman.
Gunnar Henderson wasn't the number one overall draft pick. So, yeah, you can't make that argument here. You can't make that argument. Yeah. They had great picks other than the one-on-ones. 410-583-1057 is the number. Let me tell you what I think happened in D.C., Jeremy. This is me speculating. I think Mike Rizzo was supposed to fire Davey Martinez and wouldn't.
I mean, that's... It's an interesting take, because I can't argue it. Yeah,
I think he was supposed to fire him, and he couldn't, and he wouldn't. And so how often does a GM and a manager leave at the same time in the middle of the season? At the end of the season, yes, we evaluated where we are, where we're going. We don't like either one of you. Okay.
How many times did a GM get fired right before the draft? Like, we have a GM... The Toronto Raptors let their GM go, and they said, can you finish making the... He wanted to finish making their draft picks, right. And they allowed him, even after letting him go. So, I mean, could he have said, screw y'all, guess who I'm taking? No, I mean, he did the right thing. He did right by them.
Well, you knew he wasn't going to do that because he wanted a job again.
Absolutely.
He's going to be evaluated for his next job based on what he just did.
But you know...
And his character on top of that.
And not to compare apples and oranges, but in our business, it's very rare for somebody to let you know you're being canned and then let you go on the air and say goodbye to everyone. You know, it's happened.
NST, you know, I resigned before the shift, and they told me to finish this.
That's very rare.
It was not the owner. It was
you usually get
the
fired.
GM. It was the GM.
After your session or on your day off?
Well, I didn't get fired. I left.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he said,
no, well, I got fired.
Okay, we're going to move on now.
I got fired from that nine-fingered douchebag. Yes.